Nächste gewaltige Mal braucht es zu sein, aber warme Nahrung von den Tagen. Three lines in the bottom of the left foot. The other Gemara right before, the last thing we learned last week was like a big Indian. We didn't discuss it sufficiently, that fasting time is Cholayim on Shabbos. There's a lot to discuss, but we'll go right.
How does it fix it by sitting on other times? I mean, if you have
Shabbos
more on it, I can understand, but
the
fasting more, how do you
want to
know that?
You need the kapara. You violated the other area of fasting on Shabbos. That's the Parshat Shabbos. So let's you have to give a different shot. You have to give a different shot.
Am I quoting you correctly? That a yom tov on the other end, against us, the right is on the left side.
Provided for
it. What one has?
This morning in Yeshiva, we happen to be learning this topic at the same time. No, and Yom Tov is like in Moshe, the Ramon, the bottom of the two are closer, Machloikis, Harishayim and Achayim, whether one is permitted to fast the time of Cholayim on Yom Tov. But some say, yeah, if you're not a fast on Shabbos, not a fast on Yom Tov, the same thing. And others say no, that what do you mean, how come you're permitted to fast on, how come you're permitted to fast on Shabbos? It's a halitha to care. And these days, the Rishonim and Achronim say like this, that it says in the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from Rishonim, that on Shabbos is a mitzvah of Oinish Shabbos. What's the definition of Oinish Shabbos? It's determined subjectively. Whatever I enjoy, so normally you enjoy it. After the dog and the chama, tam and you, whatever your people enjoy. What if a person enjoys fasting better than eating? He's so used to fasting. He enjoys fasting, so the Shulchan Aruch says, not the place to eat to the Shabbos. Not okay. If he's from the type of people that we're used to who enjoy eating rather than fasting, so then he has to have Shabbos Judaism, he has to have both of the dogim and everything else. But if he would prefer, if he enjoys fasting rather than eating, so then fasting is his Einik Shabbos. But that's what those Rishonim say, that's why he's permitted to fast the Tanish Kalon and Yom Tov on Shabbos, because there's no Easter at all, because even though normally he enjoys eating rather than fasting, but today, because he has this horrible dream, and he's terrified, so today he enjoys fasting better than eating, so that's what he wanted to say. I felt that why does he have to fast on Sunday? Like the time of the time, what does he need a kapara? That's what our salvation covenant used to say. It's not that it's a kapara. Not that it's a kapara for having violated the Aveira, fasting on Shabbos. It's just that if you have a terrible halon, so the way to break the negative effect of a halon is by having a tonus. And the Tonus on Shabbos is not a full key Matonus, because Shabbos is the Chayim Oynik. Shabbos is supposed to be a Yom Oynik. So how can you say that Shabbos should be labeled as a Yom Tonus? So the Echreat, you have to fast on Sunday off I. You have to fast on Sunday, which is a week. How do you want to fast on Sunday? So what do you gain by fasting on Shabbos? No, because the Torah says later that the time of Shalom only works if you fast on the same day. If you fast on the same day, then it has the effect of breaking the terrible Zera law. So, he has to fast on Shabbos. So, the fasting on Shabbos is not a full kiyumah tonus, so he has no beer, he has to fast on Sunday as well. But it's not that the fasting on Sunday is a kapara for having fasted on Shabbos, just that the tonus is incomplete. And there's no Eastern involved at all. There's no Eastern involved at all because today he enjoys fasting better than eating. Because he has this quietening. But today, in his circumstances, he would prefer. Because of his nerves, he would rather fast than eat, because he wants to break the zera law that he had in the home. So according to this Hezbollah, these Achronim say that it's not permissible to fast the time of Chalayin on Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov, not only is there a chiyuv oneg, there's a chiyuv simcha. Simcha is determined objectively, not subjectively determined, well, whatever I say goes. Whatever I think, if I enjoy fasting better, that's not simcha, that's oneg. That's what this group of Achronim say. And the Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that. We pass in, so that you said, beautiful start. That's some Achronim hold like that. And the Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that. Shulchan Aruch, we pass in like the places that we discussed last week. That when you fast on Shabbos, there is an Eitzah. There is an Eitzah. And you need a kapara. You have to fast on Sunday for the kapara. I said, why are you permitted to fast on Shabbos? Monam Shabbos Israel, that is the suffix Sakana. But he's going to remember, that a cholim that he's going to die, why is he going to die? Shouldn't die cholim, a frightening cholim. So if he thinks that by fasting this may break that gzeira, it's a selfish sakonah. Selfish because, what does he have to have a kapara for? And if someone has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, the doctor has to treat a chayv on the sukkah on Shabbos, he needs a kapara.
Yeah.
Doesn't need a kapara. It's hetzer gomer when the old butcher is clear.
Yeah.
The maaseh is hetzer gomer. So what do you need a kapara? So that's within a seed. It's flame and a taste of entitlement. That's what we talk about last week. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's flame and a taste of entitlement. That it's not really a suffix sakana. To say that by my fasting, this is not the derech haTeva. A doctor should treat a patient.
That's
the doctor. There's a shaila in the person. There was a shaila that was raised 100 years ago. You're permitted to send a telegram to a tzaddik that he should be mispalat for a chayla mesukah on Shabbos. Someone is a chayla. There's a mighty shaila. Someone was very sick and they went to the Goyish telegram office and they sent a telegram to a holy tzaddik in Varsha that he should be mispalat for the chayla that he should get better. And then they started to tumult. They have to die in. They have to die in town. Are they allowed to die in the Siddish community? And the dying person that they're permitted to send the telegram because it's a topic to collect message, and because the team of the Sadiq may help. So some of the rabbis said they have to fire the dying. Because there's no such thing. It's on the table. And then they said the Masham said, he hopes the chayla gets better for the sake of the dying.
The chayla
gets better, we're not going to fire the dying.
The loved one said,
the rabbi used to say that you are crying now that you're committed to send the telegram. Chayla, the outside is Musa. Committed to send the telegram on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. That was another thing. No, but he said about a chayla, to be the power of the chayla on Shabbos. In fact, said, there are Chaim held its mutter to send it to a certain Balabas. Some there told him not, Siddhi Shilera. Some through the Balabas and Varsha, he said he would allow people to send the telegram to that Sadiq, to be Mispala on Shabbos. So that's the Shaman did, whether that's a job. So these, and it seems to say, fasting a Chaim of Chalon on Shabbos, the Gemara says that it may help to break the Gzerah. But it's not the Gzerah HaTeva. But that's not considered a hetzer to talk method, self-talk method. And there really is no hetzer. Strictly speaking, there's no hetzer to fast the time of Chalayim on Shabbos. You're in violation of the mitzvah of Oynech Shabbos. Mm-hmm. That's why you have to have seven making times and you need a kapara. Isaac and Esau said, don't do it.
No, but he wants to do it.
He's nervous about this column, and he thinks that maybe it'll work. If there would have been a hetzer to talk nefesh, then it would have been a hetzer gomer, so you wouldn't need any kapara. But because there's no hetzer, so it's based on a different din. That's what the Nesid HaTanaka, based on the din of Chatei Bishul Shetizke. So that has to apply both to Shabbos and to Yom. That's how he passed him. That is Musa to fear the time of Salah.
Every Yom Kippur, if you had a Kippur, if you had a Kippur,
On Tilat Khana. When Khana was Nisbal to have the baby. Khana was Nisbal to have the baby. That's not called Tilat Khana. Tilat Khana we usually refer to her after she had a baby. Because she thanks him by Shana. Her Tina's
before.
Yes. Yamarat Marvi had another comment that at the time that she was davening Kakodish Baba for a baby, all the years she had no children. Khana Hitika Dvar in Kalafi Maila. She was fresh. And her Tina, she was very fresh. And chutzpah did Kenegar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know? Mark quoted different things before the way she was chutzpah. Shenema, the pasuk is about this palel, al Hashem. If it was about this palel, el Hashem, that's the normal Hebrew. She prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This palel, al Hashem, sounds like, yes, she was angry at the Rebbeinu Shalom. Lama shetil ha-pam klapi ma'ala. I said in the first and asked, so she was fresh, how come she wasn't punished? The Gemara says in Yvonne, that in other places, the people who are fresh against the Rebbeinu Shalom are punished. Then the Mephoshim say, no, the Pasuk says, because she was a Mara slave, she was very embittered, she had no children, so she was very aggravated. So a person is not going to, the Baruch Hu is not going to punish a person for avarice that he does when he's in a miserable state of mind, when he's in a state of depression. So aggravate. The Yom HaBlaza, the same HaBlaza has a comment, that Chana was not the only one, Elio HaNavi was also. The Gemara has later, the Yom HaBlaza, Moshe Rabbeinu, he feels good. And he's going to quote Suki. And the Yom HaNavi is also, he feels good, Klapi Maila. On one occasion, he was fresh in his speaking with the Rebbeinu Shalom Shedema. The Yata HaTibosim asleep on Makaran. He complains to the Rebbeinu Shalom that it's all your fault.
Yeah.
You put in them the Yetzer Hara, and you caused to be bones, so it means to turn about. You cause their hearts to be turned backward, one way to sin. You implanted the Yetzer Hara in their hearts. You cannot punish. Punish one. You have no right to punish Amka Yisrael because it's all your fault that they did all the sins. So this is Ashtika Lachutzpah that he says it's all your fault that they did all the sins. But they were not punished because of what they said was again at the time. I'm not sure about it. It's because Minan Shachakam put itself in the Hazar Lord on the wall. How do we know that the Rebbeinu Shalom was not giving them? He said he had to get at the time. Yechtiv, Asher HaRiyayitim. Rashi points out, Zabar and Rashi and Lamed Aleph on the day, he says, the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't tell this to Elio HaNavi that he had to get at the time. It says in a different Ravi, the Hazar Dvarav, the Dvarav HaDalach is non, he is later than the Huat Zerim Acher, in the state of Nicho. The Yicha had in the Vuya where the Nabi says, Rashi on the top of the next God quotes the whole Pasuk. Hosvo HaKleleya, the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, I will gather together the whole Klal Yisrael. Hanidoha HaKatzo. He will make even Goliath. Why? Because of his own. He sent us into Goliath because of the Averis that we did, but really the Averis that we did was really his fault. He implanted within us the Yisrael. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, Vasher HaRayoyti. Because it's all my fault, so what did I send him into Goliath? So the Pasuk says that the Rebbeinu Shlom is masking later, he was mitered. What exactly does that mean? Yeah, how come there's not a question there's some people at the Chiyuch of Shins, so what does that mean? The Gemara is going to continue. Omer HaKhalad, Rabbi Chanina, this is all a parenthetic comment. It's really, Rabbi Loza has three comments. Chana was fresh, and Elio HaNavi was fresh, and Moshe Rabbeinu was fresh. And Chana wasn't punished because she was more established. Elio HaNavi and Moshe Rabbeinu were not punished because they had to get extra tight. So in the middle, the Gemara has as a parenthetic comment, Rav Chama Bar Chanina says that it's Taki Gerech, that it's really the Rebbeinu Shalom's fault that we all sin because he implanted within us the Yetzer Hara. The Lalu Shalosh Mikoros HaLalu, it's not for the following three psukim that he's about to quote, it's closer to Raglein Shoshani Yisrael. We would collapse. Sani Yisrael means the Jewish Jews, it doesn't mean Sani Yisrael. Shalosh and... He doesn't want to say that we would fall down, but he says the guy would fall down. It means that we would, when we come to the Yom HaDin, Rashi says, when we come to the Yom HaDin, we would prove the argument. The Baruch Hashem is going to prove, look, you did all these averes, and you deserve punishment. So the Tzukim in Tanakh says that it's not our fault. What are the three Tzukim? The one Pasuk is the one we just quoted about Shem HaRayoti, the Baruch Hashem himself says. I was the one who implanted the Yetzer Hara in their heart. The Chazik says, the Apostle can hear me, you're saying, the Kechem of the Yad of the Yetzer can happen to the Yadi Beis Yisrael. That the Rebbeinu Shlom holds us in his hand, just like the manufacturer who's making clay vessels, holds it in his. He makes it
any shape he wants.
So the Rebbeinu Shlom had the ability to give us a Yetzer Hara without a Yetzer Hara. The fact that he implanted the Yetzer Hara means that he's really a tool for all of the affairs that we do. The Chazak said, and the third Pasuk is in the Cheskel HaNavi, the Hatsigashi slave had in the Tzachem. The Rebbeinu Shlom says he will remove the heart of stone from our bodies. In other words, it will give us more sensitivity. The Rebbeinu Shlom will be saying the name of the Rebbeinu Shlom, that he was the one who implanted the Yetzer Hara within us. That's what Rav Chama Bar Chanina said, these three stupid. Papa Ariana, one Pasuk on the half of the same idea based on another Pasuk in the Navi, the Shvukhi Yetzi Nekirvachim, I will implant within the Bnei Yisrael's heart the Ruach Hashem, the proper attitude, the proper outlook on life, the Rasisi Yetzer Shevachol Kei Tei Lekul. I will see to it that they will keep the Mitzvah Satsar. But this is the Yerim HaPele Dikki Gemara. The Maharsha
is musical with Katun.
What do you mean? Is that the obligation on Kutun Yerushalayim, that people have the Chira Chavshis?
So what do you mean? The Rabbana Shalom gives us this Yainis in life, but he gives us the ability to withstand in this Yainis. The Rabbana Shalom gives everybody...
So therefore, they were created incomplete, so therefore there has to be a tikkun of
him. But you see,
there's a tikkun of him, but he doesn't give people any sign that's too difficult for them to withstand. That's how the Gemara says the sukkah, takanadah, on the base. It's not talked about the Yetzirah, about the Zohar, about the Zohar, Shech, the Yetzirah, all our little Zohar, the Gemara says there, that Kama Goru Mechadero, Yetzirah, that the greater a person is, if a person is greater, a person has control over himself, so it's easier for him to keep Mitzvah Tzaharis. The Rabbana Shalom gives him a bigger Yetzirah. Every person is given the same amount. Every person is given equal on both sides. Is given the Chira Chavshis and is given this Yainis to Fi Madre Gosser. A person who is the greatest tzaddik is given bigger in this Yainis, more difficult in this Yainis. Because what do you mean? He's given the same Yainis as an easy person. So of course he's gonna pay up the flying colors. It's very simple for him. So the Gemara says, called Baruch Mechaberov, he has greater tishrin and greater control of himself, so then the Baruch Hashem could have given us a Yeh Sahara, that the Messiah should be the same thing. That's what one of the big Rabban, one of the Spanish Rabban that I saw, made a comment on the Tosfos. Hanoch and Shelek Katsom is for Eitha Yufazir. He said, what does it mean? Hanoch and Shelek Katsom, the Baruch Hashem makes the snow come down, it looks like wool falling down, Poshev Shah. So one of the Rabbanim said, and it's a shelleg katsama. The Rabbanim Shalom causes it to snow. How much snow does he bring down? Depending on how much wool you have. If you have enough wool to make sweaters, if you keep warm, it's going to bring a lot of snow. If you don't have any wool, he won't give that much snow. And he said that the Rabbanim Shalom only gives the Tiyanis to people that he knows they can control. Sometimes the Rabbanu Shalom gives an historian to a person which you cannot control, and the person in that case means has not clear conscience. The Taka Al-Tidin is not held responsible for that. If the person is honest, he just couldn't... But then it's not honest, and that's called a Shaita. A person is a lot by that. A person is temporarily not by that. Sometimes the Rabbanu Shalom suspends up clear conscience. The Gemara says in the first paragraph in our Vedas Zohar that the Nei Yisroel regarding the Chet HaEgel has no Chiru Chashis. The Ho Yisroel should also go ruin by some night to be. The Derech HaTorah doesn't make sense at all that the Nei Yisroel should sing if the Chet HaEgel is to sing it. The Makkos and Kriyas Yamsus and Adina. They should make a Chet HaEgel. The whole thing, the Derech HaTorah doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says no. And the Ho Yisroel should go ruin by some night to be. The Derech HaTorah doesn't make any sense. The Gemara whatever he did some kind of an adair with Tashera, it doesn't make sense. The Gemara says the Rabbanu Shalom suspended their Chiyu Chavshis, suspended his Chiyu Chavshis, in order to teach the world the lesson of Tshuva, in order to teach Mahot Tshuva L'Rabim, Mahot Tshuva L'Yochir, Tavala Mahot was in order to teach Tshuva L'Yochir, and the Chetaregel was to teach Tshuva L'Rabim. So sometimes after the person doesn't have Chiyu Chavshis, but sometimes the person has Chiyu Chavshis, but it's not equal. The Yetzirah is so strong, they just can't overcome. So talk in those cases, he won't be held responsible.
We don't know what that is.
He wasn't Chayte. If he would have been a Kashyap of all of us, it wouldn't have been considered a Chayte. But Dabar HaMelech and his Madregeh was a Chayte. I mean, Abal Madregeh shouldn't have done what he did. And the Kashyap exaggerates that there that he did. Many people like that exaggerated. He more speaks about Dnei Eli, Chafi and Pinchot. The Averis, right, the Averis that he did, Gabar HaMelech. And then the Gemara comes down, the Gemara says, no, they did something else. And the Kashyap is only giving a Guzma. That's not really what they did. The Pasuk holds them responsible for, as if they had done a tremendous Aveira.
Yes.
So Dovid HaMelech also, you can describe that he did such an Aveira. It was an Avla. It was something that was improper for a person on his Madregi. He shouldn't have done it. But for a push of the Palabot, if he would have just been Dovid, not Dovid HaMelech, means Mir Kisro, it wouldn't have been considered an Aveira. The Mahashah talks about that, but the Sukh would say he was managed and they were managed for the Chet HaEgel. And with the cash, Mahashah works on it, what's the chance? So we know that there is such a thing in Chiyu Chavshis, And when sometimes people don't have Kriya Kavsha, sometimes their Kriya Kavsha is suspended. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants things to go in a certain direction, so he suspends Kriya Kavsha. You have what the Rambam calls Niyas HaTshuva. Sometimes the Rebbeinu Shlom is angry at somebody for Averus that he did, so he makes it impossible for him to do Tshuva. And Shaiti is like Paro. So the Rambam says, how is Paro to be punished for the Averus that he did? If he didn't have Kriya Kavsha, he says, no, I felt it on Averus before when he did have Kriya Kavsha. And he was held responsible for the averus that he did previously. Unless he might decide now to be chosen the tshuva and wipe everything off, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, "Vani Asher Sleipar won't give him the ability to do Kriya Kavsha. I won't give him the freedom to do tshuva. Then he will be punished for the averus that he did in the tear. And at that time, he didn't have Kriya Kavsha. So we know sometimes the person doesn't have Kriya Kavsha. We know sometimes the person, and in that case, he's not Menash. We know sometimes the Rebbeinu Shlom gives such a tremendous insight that it's much too difficult for the person to withstand back in such a case. He's not held very responsible. But never to be saying that you could have controlled yourself. And the other people are not so great in Tishrei, so they have smaller Nisyanis. They have lesser Yetzer. And everybody can see Madri Gosha's even. And he has clear Kosher. So such a person's sin is held responsible. So what does the Gemara say over here? We would have all been held responsible for not for these stupids. What did the stupid say? Boshem gave Yetzahara, but he gave Kriya Kavsha to control the Yetzahara. So what's the sign? So the Marashua writes to the Chavushi Agrodha that it doesn't mean that we're going to come to the Yom Adin, we're going to win. We'll be taught this from all Anshin because of the sign. It's a false sign. It's a different thing. Like you have now, the FBI sometimes likes to catch somebody, or the police, they want to catch somebody, so they set them up. In fact, they have a sting operation, so they set them up to see, they have a trap. And you get it for it. So you had the Kriya Kavsha, not the Bili Aveira.
They call it entrapment.
Entrapment. So that's what the Marshal says, that's the time. We're not going to have a time that we're not responsible because it's all your fault, the Rebbeinu Shlom, that you gave us the Yetzer. You gave us the Yetzer, you gave Kriya Kavsha to control the Yetzer. We could have controlled it. But still, it's a shtickle on time of that it was entrapment. It's all his fault. He shouldn't have given us the whole Kaidaya. We didn't need the whole thing. It's a shtickle on time. It'll minimize the items.
What your brother said also, he gave him money, that's why they sent him the vehicle.
Yeah, more closer. You want to get closer.
The original Adam Arisha didn't have that Yitzhara. I mean, originally it was supposed to be without that Yitzhara.
Right.
But Adam Arisha is okay, so.
Rablaza continues. Rablaza says that Chanahi Tichot Barim and Yoram Novi was in Tiach Zvarim, but Yoram Novi in Tiach Zvarim was a Gerech Tehain. Moshe Rabbeinu also was a Gerech Tehain. He wasn't held responsible. He wasn't punished for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yoram were in Tiach Zvarim. Because what they said was that? Yoram Rablaza, what does it say? Moshe Rabbeinu was in Tiach Zvarim, Tzat HaShemem, but it's called Moshe El Hashem. The Gemara says, Al Pikri El Hashem, El Al Hashem. He complained to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Here the Mephoshim have a great difficulty. How do they speak on Moshe Rabbeinu? Where is the Mashmois in the parasha? So we give different interpretations.
We said before,
To say there was nothing. I don't know. That's what the Mephoshim have great difficulty. How do they know over here? How do they know over here? Must have had a Kabbalah. Must have had a tradition that's what happened. The Moshe Rabbeinu was also in Tiach Zvarim. The Beit Rabbeinu Yami Mihalcha, they have the same idea as Rabbi Lazar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a little chutzpahdik in his tefillahs, and they based it on a different passage, where it says, V'di Zohar, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Bnei Yisrael in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, So he says the Dizahar, what is in him? I'm the Dizahar. What is the meaning of that phrase? I'm the Berab Yanai. They said Shabbos like this. Kacham HaMash HaSna Kodesh Bohar. Banish HaLonim. He shall cast the results of spite among Yisrael to give the person too much money. And then Tommy Mitzvah says, the Nisayan HaOysher is greater than the Nisayan HaOysher. The poor man has an Nisayan that he has to keep Shabbos and it's hard to make a living and he shouldn't steal, he shouldn't rob a bank and there's an Nisayan HaOysher. And you would think that a person is wealthy, so he has no problems. The Bible doesn't say for kids, the Nisayan HaOysher is often much greater than the Nisayan HaOysher. A person doesn't know what to do with his Ashiras. He's only worried about keeping up with the neighbors and so on, and he doesn't use his money properly. Many people don't know how to use their money. The Chachamim had the attitude that the money that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Li HaKesed, Li HaZov. All the money belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oishav HaKovid Mo Tanecha, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives Oishav and Kovid, it's all from him. And all of the money that he gives, we are like Gizborim, we're like Gaboim on it. So we have a right to take our cut, like the Mishulah has a right to take 80%, so we take 80-90% and we give my 6,000, or you give twice my 6,000. So we have a right to take a cut because we're Gaboim, we have the truth from under the door. But we're going to be held responsible. Sometimes people come, they ring the doorbell, they want money. So this one is, I don't like the way he's dressed. He's dressed like a shlum, so I give him only $5. The other one dressed nicer, representing a yeshiva, so I give him $100. If I decide, based on Arishkeit, if he doesn't speak to me nicely, so I'll give him less money. That's not the way to decide whom to give the money to. You have to judge whether the cause is a worthy cause or not a worthy cause. We're going to be held responsible later. Let that person is in charge of the money of Zofia. The person is the Gabbai over the shul money, whatever. And capriciously, he wastes all the money. He decides to paint the shul, he decides to buy new furniture, he decides to whatever, new parents, new shul. So he's going to be held responsible for this. He has no right to spend the money capriciously. He has to be with a chesed. So even our money that we work hard for, that's in our bank account, we assume our tradition has it that Pen Lo Mishallah, the Mishnah says to the Kiyot, Shatvan Shalcha Shalayu. And you give the money to the Zokir, you're just a giver on the Zokir. It's not that it's your money. The money comes to us from the Russian that we should properly handle the money. We have to give it to the proper forces. That's why it's important to think out before you give your doctor to make sure that you're giving to a worthy cause. There are people that waste all their money on nourishing causes and they think that they're going to get a mitzvah message. They should consult with the Talmid HaChamim again. So just like the Eskashan and the Eskashan, the Eskashan and the Shabbat, the Rabban, the Eskashan and the Eskashan, we have to give the money. Because if you give to the wrong causes, it's direct to borrow, you don't even know better.
If there are poor people, hungry people,
the
Tzaddik knows better?
The poor hungry people?
No.
I know a wealthy Balabar to give his money to a drug hospital in Tel Aviv. Sometimes causes. There's people dying, there's even dying, there's somebody, yeshivas, kailin, some yeshivas are so rich, they each chandelier in the bathroom. What are they giving more money to that yeshiva? They don't like this yeshiva. Give to another yeshiva that's of your thinking. But to give all the money to one cause and it doesn't compare to the other cause, it's not that you did an Arishkeit and you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. You muddled the hegdish, the money doesn't belong to you. The Chachamim based this on Sukkim in Tanakh like that. The person has to think in advance what he does with money. And that's one of the mitzvahs that the Rosh has. How should he spend his money?
They
have other mitzvahs as well. A lot of people throw out their money and they think, no, it's my money, so that's okay, it's not your money, you're a gizbar on the money.
Yeah,
that's the case. And the Chacham Rav Shimon Shkaf has the Shari Yeshe, he writes about this. All the different Musa write about this idea. I swear, so the Melchor says, hey, this fellow's a Balkishan, he's talented, I'll give him more money, you know, he's got to handle the money, so invest it wisely. So if the Balkishan gives us Hashiris and we give properly, it's exalted, then it'll be as good as Hashiris. Why is it as good as Hashiris? Simply, So see that we know how to take care of his money well, and he'll entrust us how to manage his money. So give us more money to manage. If they're doing well, if they do well on that, so give us more money to manage it. People don't think like that.
So what you're saying also is that the merchant shouldn't be spent for yourself or from both of them because they take this money.
I don't think so. It's a direction you're in that. Such a person is a place to give to stuff. Many people give a lot of money for stuff, and they give so much on their own.
The
person makes $1 billion a year, so it's not right that he should only give a chen. The halacha is that you're not permitted to give more than 100 gezen. There's no place that hasn't bought a camel like that. Because we talk in the Shulchan Aruch, and Rabbi says, Rabbi Yeshua Chemish is not only Lagabi Tzedakah, if you're not permitted to spend more than one-fifth of your total savings to give to charity for the poor, it goes on mitzvahs as well. You're not obligated, you're not permitted to spend more than one-fifth to do a mitzvah. Like a person is in Alaska, I mean, he doesn't have a pair of tools. And he didn't like swim, so he's going to have to fly, take an airplane to fly today. So if he's going to have to spend more than one-fifth of his total savings in order to do tefillin today, in order to do shaykh or whatever, then nishmachit. The place is there, Takasha, that the Gemara tells the story about Rabbi Gamliel when he's running on the coast, and how much he spent a fortune of money to get the rulers and the Ethric. It sounds like it's way more than you know, so you said, he was a very rich man. Rabbi Gamliel was a Jew, right? He was a dowry very well. He didn't pay very well, didn't need all that money. So there's no limitation of claims. So certainly if a person is a multimillionaire, he has millions of dollars, and the Tzorchei Aniyim are amazing. The hospitals and the yeshivas and their kollelim and their publications and so on and their kisayat and there's so many different causes, yeah, they have to be taken care of. So the limitation of money doesn't apply.
Very well, relevant.
That's what they say. The Bible says that the Nisayin Ha'isha is greater than the Nisayin So the Ben Adyana said that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining to the Rebbeinu, you gave the Yidin so much wealth. If he's Zohar, you gave me so much wealth, Hashem, over him. The Shul Ketim Zohar, Hishpata Lam Yisrael, gave him such a shepherd of riches, Hashem, who died. They said, sure enough, we can't even carry, we can't schlep so much money.
When it was,
Who brought on the fact that he gave them so much wealth? Who brought Shalom to the Ego? So Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining to the Rebbeinu Shalom why he gave so much riches to the Ego.
He
I spoke at the last week. I spoke at the Ego Convention. That was one of my drushes, was about this. I mentioned that the Medrash says that the Gemara has in different places. Rosh Chodesh is a yom for the women. And Shulchan Aruch states as well. What is the nature of the Yom Tov? What are they celebrating? So the Bali Atayt and Tanchumi say that they're celebrating the fact that they give their Tzorkeh properly. That the men didn't know, like you said, the men didn't know how to give. The men had money. So whoever knocked on the door, they gave. So they came to make an Egel. They made out a check to the Egel Azov. They came to a Mishkan, they made out a check to the Mishkan. And it's one Egel, the Neishman, it's one Mishkan, they give. Whoever asked, they give. And the women had enough seichel to understand, no, you're wasting your money if you give to an egg. You only give to the Mishkan. But the Mishkan, the celebration of the Chanukah Mishkan was on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Every Rosh Chodesh in the history of the world is celebrated as a Yom Tov in commemoration of Hakamah Mishkan, only for the women. What's happened to the women, not for the men? Everybody built the Mishkan. The men didn't understand where the Talmud is stuck, but the women understood. But that's a Yom Tov Mitzvah that the women have, that they know how to manage the Rebbeinu Shlomo's money. They know which causes to give the money to. The Gemara says that women sometimes they may in sorrow.
They're not cooking.
Why? They're plastic dishes. Yeah. Ahmed Ben Adyana has the same idea. Ain't I no name? When does a lion start to scream and to go to sugar? Rashi says. On the third line, Rashi says, Ain't I no name? The name means to scream. So he says, Sameach. He's very, very jolly. We shtakea, that's the sugar. And then he goes and he attacks people. So when does the lion go crazy? And I mean, no, him tell Kubla Shal Tebet. Even Shrua, he's not going to get wild in the sugar and injure people. And tell Kubla Shal Basa, if you give him too much, too good things, then it's not good. So that's the same thing. The Boshman gives us too much riches, so it's a big mistake. And that's what causes us to sin. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's sign against the Boshman. That it's his fault that we sin. Amar Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shoykel, Lopor, Kusha. We had a Moshe, so a person had a big, lanky animal. And the animal wasn't so strong. Once Achino Tashinim wants to give the animal very healthy food, Moshe Rabbeinu's boy, then the animal kicks the farmer. Omarah, so the farmer says to the animal, "Me garam losh, etayim of etz, what brought it this about that you should kick me?" And the kashim shayach alticha. So the same over here, what caused B'nai Yisrael to sin against the Ribbono Shel Olam by making chesed? The fact that he gave us so much riches, so we felt independent. So we can do whatever we want with the money. It's our money, we have the right to do whatever we want. If we wouldn't have been so rich, we wouldn't have had that Yisrael.
Yeah, and then you also want to know what I thought I suppose.
Yeah. The Benny Israel
doesn't have a
quarter stone. Yeah. Then Gmar gives not a marshal. White woman in the shoulder. Yeah. What do you mean? You have a marshal with a lion, you have a marshal with a cow. With a big cow. Yeah, someone in the shoulder. Give this an interpretation. I'm going to say Barab Lamadir, marshal, not a marshal. Marshal on a mechad. Shahil Obey. They had one Ben Yoch, they had a shop. He washes the baby, the tzach, he smears him with oil, hechilo, he feeds him, he shkeu, and he gives him to drink, with all of his tzavarai, and he dresses him up with all the tachshitim, and then, after he kichot hakov ha-shivo, the Pesach shows up, he puts him in front of a house of prostitutes. So he has to roll out, and he has the son, and he has money and everything. Mayat ha-tapen shalai yachta, of course, the father just setting him up that he should sin. So it's really the Rabbanu Shel Olam's fault that he's so kind to us, he gives us ha-shiris, and he's saying ha-shiris, and he's saying ha-shiris, so great. It's sometimes the sin is just irresistible. Amar Abach Beid Rabun Amar Ashesh, it's Haimed Arbinshi, that's what people have a Malik, they used to have an expression in the days of the Gemara, Mali Kreite, he fills up his belly. What does he fill up his belly with? Nani Bishu, all kinds of terrible things. A person doesn't get sick from learning too much. He doesn't get sick from davening too much. That's what I'm sure. He learns too much like a Meshuggah. If the person is normal and he does extra learning, extra dumb, he's not going to get sick. But from eating all kinds of zani bishi, all kinds of terrible things, that's what he gets up. He fills up his belly with that. And that's causing him to sin. Shinema Kimar, this was last week's upstairs, no? Kimarisum by his bowl, when they were grazing, a description of B'nai Yisrael as if they were sheep grazing in the pasture. So he eats a lot of grass by his bowl, and they eat so much, till it's full. They're satiated, Sobu, they're satiated by Yoram Libam. And they become arrogant, so they forget the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Amoraim continue, the same idea appears in the Chumash, Rom Lavav Chumash Achachter Ata Hashem Rakevon. So that a person becomes wealthy, so then sometimes his riches can go to his head, he'll think that this is his, and he's still independent. Well, Baranam and Yehocha is not a part of the Chumash, describes the same attitude, the Yehocha, the Sabah, the Goshen. He'll leave and he'll be satisfied. He'll have so much that he'll go to worship Abba Dazar. The boy said in Halacha, another marker is Balas Bakr, Ishmael Shulma Yiva. The same thing for many people. So the Ribbono Shel Olam was not angry at Moshe Rabbeinu. Later on he was masking to Moshe Rabbeinu's father, but in fact it was his fault that he it was an entrapment. He set us up. He gave us an Yisrael HaYishuv at the Chiva Chavshis to know how to use the riches properly. But it's a difficult thing, so in a certain sense, it was an enchantment. Yeah. Minayin, Amrav Shmuel Barasim, Amrav Yonasim. Minayin, Shechaz HaKad Adav, Mahozo Lola Maisha, how do you know that even though he timed a little hoops for this, but the Rebbe Shalom is masking, Shinema, the Mavi says, the Chesed of Hirtei Tzeloh, the Zohav Atul Mabal. He's describing B'nai Yisrael as a woman. So he says, I gave her so much money, and then what did she use the money for to worship Abba Dazar? But that's not a chutzpah. When a person davens to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he tells the honest truth, like Eliyahu HaNavi, like Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not considered a chutzpah. The Ribbono Shel Olam will be the first one to be made alone. It's that it is true. That he did do an entrapment, an act of entrapment. And so the Chizor has in his commentary on Yan Yankif, on his Gemara, has a sefer, second sefer on Pesach Einayim, I think it's called. Or it's on the Agadah Sefer Gemara. The comments over here, How come Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu HaNavi went then? Actually, he referred it to a Gemara in Yuma, but the Gemara says, why do you call Moshe Knesset HaGibola? He has Liyu HaTorah LeYoshna. But originally, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Mustafa to the Rabbeinu Shalom, he says, Kei Lagala Gemara Neira. And later after the Chum Beis Bayit Rishon, so the Chacharim said, Neira! What's that Neira? They destroyed the Rabbeinu Shalom's Beit HaMikdosh and they trampled there. HaGibor! Ayez Zoraita Vasa Hibo Vasa Nar, so they left out the word Hibo Nar. Then came back to generations later, they came down to Knesset HaGdola before they built the second Beit HaMikdash, and they said, no, Ein Hein Zoraita, Ein Hein Zoraita, the Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mala Hibo, that he lets them kill out his people and destroy the Beit HaMikdash, and he's quiet about it. That's a tremendous word, that's a tremendous Moira. So they took back the phrase. So the Moira over there in Yuma, Es HaKashet, how did the earlier Chachamim have the chutzpah to leave out the Moshiach HaKabul HaNaris? This is the nusach that Moshe Rabbeinu used when he got into the Rosh Hashanah. So how did they leave it out? But the Gemara says, nothing's wrong. If they didn't see, they had their munah that this was true, that the Rosh Hashanah means HaKabul HaGibul HaNaris. But they didn't perceive it, and they know that the Rosh Hashanah is in Isha Emes, Chasamah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. So why are they going to say something that they don't, and then it depends on your perception, and it doesn't depend on what Shmai Galim. Let that person, the Gemara tells the story, that Rav said the Shir, and after he finished the Shir, with Talmidim Achazim in the Shir, and they had a machlokes, what did Rav say in the Shir? So one of them swore, Ha'alekim, Hochi Amar Rav, he swears. He swears by Shem Hashem, this is what Rav said. And the other says, no, Ha'alekim, Hochi Amar Rav, he swears, no, Rav is not like that. Then they went to Rav, and they asked, which one he said, he said, like what? So the other himself told this, he said, I said, Shwa Sheker. Rav says, no, that's not a Shwa Sheker, Libahansa, what is Libahansa? So them as a Sheker depends on your perception. If according to your knowledge at that time, even if Bapish my God, the truth of the matter was, it is not so. But if your perception was that that's what happened, so that's cool them, so that's what the Gemara says, if Chazama Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes, the Baruch Hu Emes, the Baruch Hu and they didn't perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had their Muna that the Baruch Hu Emes, the Baruch Hu Emes, but they didn't perceive it themselves, so they felt compelled to omit it from the davening. How can you say something that you don't see as emes? You don't perceive it as such. You have that wonder that it's so, but you don't perceive it as such. So since the Rabbanu Shalom is known as KLMS, so that's what the Chidah says, that's why the chutzpah that Moshe Rabbeinu expressed in his tefillah, and that Eliyahu HaNavi expressed in his tefillah, there was nothing wrong with that chutzpah, because it corresponded to the truth. I'll leave it emes. The Rabbanu Shalom is market. It was an act of enchantment that the Rosh Hashanah implanted the Eitz Ha'aretz. And the Rosh Hashanah did give the Ashiris to the Tzadikim that they expressed, but at the time, the chutzpah that she had, the chutzpah that Chana had, that was a chutzpah, but she wasn't punished because she was a high nephew. That's a different story.
Would it be other thing also when you make a tefillah, when you try for somebody else, maybe allow to use a little bit more chutzpah than you after your
time?
And Moshe,
as they said, yeah, and Moshe was a Klali girl, she was personally. It could be. Now the Gemara already diverts the topic. Instead of, we already finished and then it's about Chana. Now, once we spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu's feelings, the Gemara goes right about Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Dabar Shem and Moshe Lech Rein, when the Rein saw sin with the Chet Regel, so the Baruch Shem tells him to go down to Mahat Sinai, Kishiche Samko. She goes down to Mahat Sinai. So what does it mean, Lech Rein, Kishiche Samko? So Rashi HaChumash quotes from the Medrash and the Gemara, right? Amko. So the letter says, no, yes, the letter says, no, this was the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu decided on his own to do the Kabbalah Gair. The Baruch Hashem didn't, Baruch Hashem told us to do the Kabbalah Gair, but he didn't recommend him that he should accept so many Gair. It was Moshe Rabbeinu on his own decided it would be a nice thing, not only did I still believe in Shem, then I have a whole, the Gamir of Rav Alita. So that was all his idea. He had the Zidim of Ilchus Gairus and Shulchan Aruch, but he wasn't told explicitly by the Rabbanu Shalom that he should make the Kabbalah Gair. So it turned out that that was the beginning of the trouble, because the whole Chet HaEgel was instigated by the Erev Rav. So that's what the Rabbanu Shalom said, Lech Rech Tishlich HaSamcha, you are responsible for the Chet HaEgel. It was your Erev Rav who started. So the Chachamim understood Lech Rech, not only go down from Har Sinai and straighten out the mess, he said, Lech Rech Tishlich, you're fired. You're fired. Well, what do you mean, Lech Rech Tishlich? The Moshe Rabbeinu was on a higher level of Nevuah, and then on this occasion he said, lower level of Nevuah. I'm going to give him a lower level, no more than high Madrega of Nevuah. Lech, my, Lech Rech, what does it mean? Amar Abdullah Zaman HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisha. Maisha, Reid Nigdulasa. You no longer have the right to be any time of Reid. Klum, the Sazim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisha, from Yisrael. Bash Yisrael Chatu. The Gears are told, Amali, how does he have a different Gears? Mama Lukha Kedumba, what right do you have to have Kedumba? The whole Kedumba you have is, I want you to be a good leader for Klal Yisrael. You were Metalko, and you made a major mistake by accepting so many Erev Rav, and they were the ones who were the source of all trouble. So Miyad, when this was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, he had Tashtek Lecha Chalisha Sadat. Tashtek Koycha Shal Moshe. It became weak and reliant. They had just sinned with the Chet Ego. And Moshe Rabbeinu started to collapse. He didn't know what to do. And the Rosh Hashanah wanted him to leave his follow. And he was in such a state of Chalisha Sadat, he didn't occur to him that he was, what's he going to leave his follow for? He just fired me. The Rosh Hashanah just fired me from my job. So it didn't occur to him. Well, the whole book has a Zadr. He didn't think that his feelings would be innocent. He was done. Even Shama, but then the Rabbanu Shalom said, Harif Mineni Yashmi Dei, lustner up. He didn't say anything. So he understood that that was a test after the Rabbanu Shalom said, don't daven too much or I'll have to give in to you. So he gave him an opening to understand it. So daven, he'll give in and he won't punish the Jewish people. So Amar Moshe, oh, daven that told me, see, the Rabbanu Shalom is telling me that I should let him go, I shouldn't be in his power, Miyad, he understood, it's like the Rosh Hashanah was winking at him, that he shouldn't be in his power, Miyad, Omer, be discussing, the Tila, be Kishrafen. What is the Mashal of Adam? The Mashal of Melech, the Mashal of Adam, to call up Adam, get angry at his son, why am I king, whom I could develop? The father's beating up his son, something terrible. Or Oravo, and the friend of the Melech is sitting there on his side, Yeshu upon him, on the Siyari, Lai Meladabra. He's petrified, he's afraid to say anything. The father killing the son for it, didn't do anything so terrible. He did, but still, so he's afraid he's going to kill him. So, Oya Lashanah was afraid to open the mouth and Melech is going to kill him. Omar HaMelech said, the Melech, as he's beating up his father, has to discipline his son. As he's beating up his son, he says, if not for the fact that this good friend of the family is still watching, I would have murdered you. But then, the Oya Lashanah realizes, Omar HaMelech said, the king tells his son to discipline him. And Melech, Oha, be there, Shigeshi, Lefona, if not for the friend over here, Harak Ticho, I would have killed you. Oh, so then the Oya says, Omar, he thinks himself, David will tell me, see, the king doesn't want to kill his son. He loves his son. He just wants to discipline him, and he wants someone to stop him from disciplining. So he's waiting for me to open my mouth. And he says, yeah, I don't want to eat tzivos. So Rav Shemal says, okay, that's enough. I think the kid got enough tension. He's going to learn his lesson. He's not going to do it again. So that's when Moshe Rabbeinu Fashtanim from the wings that the Rabbanu Shalom gave him, that he should be mispalo for the Rabbanu Shalom. The Gemara says the same on the other pasuk as well. Just like it says, Herek Mineni. In the Bible it says, Herek Mineni, by the Chet Eidu. I don't know. I got to have long comments on this. I didn't have any geschmack in all the kinds of things. I don't know. There must be something. I don't know what. So there's more comments on the similar passage in Dvar, Baita by the Chet Egel. The same description of the Chet Egel is in Dvar and Ishmael. Yata ha-nichali, the Mashon says, leave me alone, don't pester me with tefillah, don't daven so much. The yicharati bohem, and let me get angry, the rain saw ba-achalein, and I will wipe them out. There's called the goy-godol, the goyma. So what does it mean, ha-nichali? Leave me alone. Let me go. The Baruch Hashem says, let me go. I'm furious. I want to wipe out the Israel. Let me let me go. I wasn't doing anything. I'm Rabba Bo. Molly, Mishra Kosta, the fact that the Pasuk says one there, Yashem Yom, it would be impossible to say Mamish like Abikuti. The Baruch Hashem doesn't have a goof, doesn't have a body, but Moshe Rabbeinu was holding down to the Baruch Hashem. He was chaining him down and he shouldn't go. He doesn't have a goof, so what would he do? The Molly, Mishra Kosta, the fact that the Pasuk couldn't speak like this. Yashem Yom, Malami, what does the Pasuk indicate? Whatever it means, we don't know exactly, but Kivayachal means, is this just a thing? What's possible by, is this, by Basim Adam would be Malamed, she tops the Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kodesh, she tells us to have a big day. Like he grabbed hold of somebody in his jacket, Pashup Shad, the big day Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pashup Shad. I didn't say the big day Shal Moshe, but Pashup Shad is, that he grabbed hold of a person, let's see, he shouldn't be able to run away and do something. He could have. But the Moshe Rabbeinu was Kiyiru, he can't grab the Rebbeinu Shalom. As if he's grabbing hold of the Rebbeinu Shalom indirectly, out by davening. By davening, he's grabbing hold of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Agam, she recited for their the Bible, the Yom Lepon Rebbeinu Shalom, Pein Alim Ani Chacho, I won't let you punish them, Moshe Timcho, the Sis Lata. So that's why he says, Ani Chali, because he was davening so much, and the Sis were an indirect way of painting down the Rebbeinu Shalom. They want to more commenting on the tefillah, so they go by to. What does he mean to ask the oiskol a goy gadol? He offered him, he gave him an offer that he can't turn down. I'm going to write that to Jewish nation, I'll make a new Amman Icho, and you will be the father of, you'll be the head of this nation. Not like the old nation that had Avram Icho Kanyankis, and you're a nobody, and only Davin said, okay, 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 Avram Icho Kanyankis. How come we don't say, okay, Moshe? The three founding fathers of our religion are from Israel. The one says, well, Nikra Abba Tala Shloisha. The first term, Nikra Abba Tala Shloisha. David wine, he wasn't there. Chamash Arbein, he wasn't there. Moshe gives him an offer, I'll write them all out, make a new, he'll be a founder, exactly. You'll be the founder of this new religion, of the same old religion, but it'll be a new group of people. And it'll all be Nikra Shimcha.
How could God go back to that purpose for a while?
If they don't do tshuva, they do tshuva like Yoyin or Novi. They did a boer 40 days in Inver and Tachas, and he didn't know if he was living in the boer, because he knew they were going to do the chayzik of tshuva, so they're going to look at him like an idiot. It's not going to be an Inver and Tachas. And so it was overturned. What if the Rebbe Shalom gives you a boer, you live in the boer, it's in the boer, the tshuva? So then it cannot be overturned. Why can it not be overturned? But the Rambam says, if every Nebuah is understood that it's Allah Tanai, whether it's Tov or the law, so how do you know whether it's a Nabi Shek or Nabi Amis? You can say any Nebuah you want. The Torah says, how do you test to know whether the Nabi is a Nabi Amis or a Sheker? It doesn't come true. If it doesn't come true, it's another Sheker. They can always say it was understood it's Allah Tanai. If he said in Nebuah the law and it doesn't come true, the best taka is understood that Nebuah the law is Allah Tanai. But if he says in Nebuah the Torah, so then, if that goes on the Sulam Al-Fayr, so there's not a way to test whether he's a Navi Yad or Navi Sheker, so it must be that something has to be not Al-Fayr. So the Torah, so the Bible is going to be changed. But that's only once the Navi delivered the Nebuah to the Nebuah Yisrael. So he's going to be left holding the pen. He's going to be left like an idiot. So he said in the Nebuah, he's going to be the Torah, and then it doesn't come true. So they're going to look at him. What did he tell us in the Torah? What if the Bible is going to give the Nebuah and the Navi didn't deliver the message yet? So then it's like a Nebuah or Ra. It's understood it can be Allah Tanai. That they don't deserve, so the Torah won't be given to them. So that's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu's time later. The Rebbeinu Shalom promised Avraham Avinu. He promised Yitzchak. He told Avraham. So Avraham knows. The Rebbeinu Shalom can change his mind later. Avraham delivered the message to somebody else. Yitzchak was promised Eretz Yisrael. Yankov was promised Eretz Yisrael. So his descendants are going to be loved. He told the person. So there's a Shaila with a dead Navi Shek and Navi Yankov. They experienced the Nebuah firsthand. They knew they were Nebuah. So there's no, the whole reason why Mizur the Torah is not quite there is not that he shouldn't be left holding the big. Avraham Avinu is not going to be left holding the big. They knew that had a Nebuah. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is Moshe Rabbeinu was told to deliver Nebuah to Bnei Yisrael. He got the Nebuah first by the Sneh, I think. So he said, he's going to give Eretz Yisrael, Vesati Yod Elohem, Moi Rasho, Ani Hashem, tell them they're going to give me Eretz Yisrael, going to be Elohem, and some Lohem, it's going to be Yisrael and Elohem. Moshe Rabbeinu did this, deliver the Nebuah. So that was his time. If he hadn't yet delivered the Nebuah, so then the Rebbeinu Shalom can change his mind. He said, I'm going to wipe out the Jewish people, and I'm going to make you, you're going to be the founder of the real Jewish people. But Moshe Rabbeinu time is the one going to say, I already delivered the Nebuah. It's too late. I said, I'm going to be left holding the bear. So what am I going to tell him that it was Allah Tanai? So the Mishkan Teres, once he delivered it, that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to say. That was his argument. It's too late to back out now. Before he had delivered the Nebuah, the Rebbeinu Shalom could have backed out. That's how God has given us our cholon, as that in the Abdomen to his children came on this week's letter, the beginning of Ayishlach. What was the angel of Dino afraid of? The Bashan promised him. Ushmaticha is going to protect you, Bashan is going to come back. So what is he afraid of? The Rashi says he's afraid Shem and Yidra Machet. What is Shem and Yidra Machet? But Hatzachal and Tavor is not Chayzer. Hatzachal and Roar can be Chayzer. Hatzachal and Tavor is not Chayzer. So Rabbi Tzachal writes in Hatzachal to his Tshuva Sefer. It has nothing to do with the Tshuva. It has nothing to do with the Tshuva Sefer. So he writes, no, he says, this is only if the Navi delivers the Nebuah to somebody else, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is not going to leave him holding the bag over there. What do you mean? But Yadon didn't do it. Was he told to deliver it? It was a Nebuah personal to do it to him. So he had no say. He knew he had the Nebuah. So even in the world of Tev, it's understood that it's Alatari, and if it's going to be Yigur Machet, the government won't get it. But here, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's time. You told me to deliver the message, and I did deliver. Amati, I already delivered the message to myself, it's too late to back out now. That's what the Gemara is going to say.
And he was one of the Bnei Yisrael. It's enough people depending on how many people would be left. As long as they come out of Avram
Yisrael. That's what
he's going to say. What do you want? In other words, you don't have children or whatever it is. In other words, it's not like you wouldn't have been told to change Israel for somebody else. Moshe Rabbeinu was also a part of
Israel. That's the Shem. Let's see the Gemara again. Let's see, the earth, the ice called the goy gadol, the goy. The Rebbe Shalom Earth is in this, he dangles the covers in front of him. He entices him. I'm going to make, the goy is going to be for you, and you're going to be the, there's not going to be three of them, there's going to be one of. Okay, Moshe. That's everything. He's going to be the founding father of this new call yourself. Amar Ablozer, Amar Moshe, that's now called his brother, Moshe identifying his dad. You're going to be a little bit of 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 a little bit. And you saw that chair that's standing on one leg, but it's not as sturdy as three legs, it's not, in turn it's not as sturdy as four legs. So Moshe Rabbeinu time is, that doesn't make any sense. So the Mephoshim is over here, other others, it's going to be a Kisei Shalzala God life. Moshe Rabbeinu with Avram Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu is also descendants of Avram Yisrael. So you're going to have Zala God life. So the Mephoshim explain, they say different shots in here, but as the Shabbat Chanel Asmer writes in one of his drushes, that's the Pashup Shat. The Rebbeinu Shalom was prepared to scrap the whole plan. It's not going to be four founding fathers. It's going to be one. No more Avram Yisrael Yankis. They are the Lord, the descendants now. Avram Yisrael Yankis, the Lord descendants. But he's not one of the others. The only founding father will be Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he says. I'm going to be the only going to say, okay, Moshe. I'm not going to say, okay, Avram Yisrael Yankis anymore. Just so he says that the Kisei Shalvayga Lechon. He's going to change the whole plan. That there should only be one
sound. And what happens if you get in cars and it's on three of them, no? One on one, that's
right. That's his time. Amr Abi Abor, Mother Mikul Pasuk, not for the fact that the Pasuk is written, he actually, Amr Abi, wouldn't be able to speak like this. Mamish, to speak about Kaddish Baruch as if he's a bus, as if he's a body, as if he's as a, like a human being. Melame, it says Hanicholi. What is Hanicholi? Malame. Oh, I'll be dead embarrassed from my vomit clean anchors. Actually, I know. My has a muscle and condition. Let's say there's an attractive girl and I want to marry her. And she doesn't live over here, so I send a shliach question and he should take the test. The Kiddush and go bring the parents. Then he goes, and he finds Taka attracts the girl. But how long the kid shall he ask for? So why did I go? Then he's Makadosh himself. So Taka, she's the Kodeshus to the Sheini. She's not the Kodeshus to the Mishaleh, she's the other to the shliach. But the Mishnah says, I wish an Azbar and Yenig Ramon. But that's not a fair thing to do. Someone was just telling me about in his community that they're interested in buying a shul. So they were negotiating, they were interested in, they asked the real estate agent that he should negotiate to try to knock down the price of a certain house in order to convert it into a shul. So he went to negotiate, and then when he found out, he got a nice house, so he liked it, so he's buying it for a relative of his, instead of buying it for the shul. So the Gemara has, a whole discussion. If I send you to do something for me, and then you're loyal and you're shlichus, and you do it for yourself. So that's Mikko Russia. He wants to get out of office. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. I was appointed to Manigal College Road. I'm a resident in the shul. And I'm supposed to find out the devotional connection doesn't destroy Jewish people. And then what's going to happen? Going to wipe out the whole Jewish people and say, I'm going to be the founding father of the new, real Jewish people. So he says, I'm a creation because he's putting me out of office. Ask them what they're going to sign it to me. What kind of a president of the community is this? Who punished him in our reign? Look at this president. He wants to take over. So he lets the Rebbeinu Shalom wipe out the whole nation, and he becomes the founding father of the new Jewish people. So he pleads that the Gemara has You know, the Banish Lama is doing it. Moshe Rabbeinu is not doing it, but it's a maritime. The Gemara says, "Hachek me'akiyur, me'nazeinu l'kiyur." You're not allowed to do anything that doesn't look like. You're not allowed to do anything that looks like something that doesn't look like. So even though it's not his decision, but Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who wiped out the Jewish people. The Baruch Shalom is doing it. But still, he pleads with the Baruch Shalom, they're going to have talumis against you. Vaichal Moshe is Bnei Hashem Elokov. What kind of a lashon is Vaichal? A nostalgic. So what does it mean Vaichal? The Gemara has a different interpretation of what the lashon means. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Lamei, this phrase, Vaichal, this usage of this word means, Lamei, how does the Bach have the gears on the bottom? The gears of the Bach, Malamri, the Gemara says on Vayichal that it's Lashon Machla. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening so long till he himself got sick. You see that there's nothing wrong. The daven so long, even though you yourself become weak from davening.
Why over there?
Maybe it's... Ashe Yechla. Abayu Amar, Asher Hechla Lakadosh Baruch Hu, he made the Baruch Shalom, Yitazoy Lam Giludim. So the Baruch Shalom was his father. And we learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu that it's permissible, because that's the third guy that did good. The third doesn't say he was punished and he did wrong. The third describes it as why that we should do the same thing. Moshe, it's nothing improper if we daven so long till... It's not considered a good. It's not a thing that's acceptable. How does he get that? The Baruch Shalom got angry for himself, has made a gashmi day, and I'm going to wipe them out. He had taken a shvur. He's going to wipe them out. The Baruch Shalom says, we're going to make up. This is going to be matter letter to you. That is not binding. As you said, you're going to wipe them out. It's not binding. The Chutu Shalmikra means you shouldn't violate the nether. Vayachal, we're not talking about Yachal. That's the Easter. How do you know if I took a nether not to drink tea, I drink tea anymore, I get Malkus? Malkus is a Malkus, because Vayachal, Vayachal, you're not allowed to violate the Chilal Hadidu. But the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation of Tereshub Al-Fed. The Tereshub is something, you're not allowed to violate the nether. Tereshub Al-Fed is a different Shabbat. Yom Amar, and the tradition has it, that's one of the first prayers in the Chagigah, where the Mishnah says that HaTorah Nidorin is Parchas Ba'avir. It means that there's no Torah Shabbat, it's purely Torah Shabbat. So the Gemara says that not all of Tanoim agree to that, that HaTorah Nidorin is purely Torah Shabbat. Others are Mechumet with the Mishnah. Other Tanoim hold that there is a Mokar Mechumet. There is a Mokar, so there are various Mokars very precarious. On one hand, and that's possible, you have to go in addition to the Shlutish of Mikra. If you're not allowed to violate your neder, there's another level of interpretation. Who ain't a mechel, but a cher and mechel and lo. If you cannot be master, you're a neder. Let's say, I'm a chacham. Sometimes you need a bez of shleisha to be master, neder shleisha at yoy, because sometimes it's a yoch and mulcha, whatever that means, the Ran and Zan has a whole discussion. If it's a yoch and mulcha, you can be master, neder, be a chibi, all by yourself. So what if I'm the yoch and mulcha, I took a neder, and I realize I have a test of Allah Chayot, and I want to be master, neder, neder. So the Gemara says, neder, it's not legitimate. Call on a door, master, master, chutz me libri, and I can't be master, my own neder. And sometimes I'm all about feeling the Yishpe, because he's the Tikkup, and he can't be master, your own neder. That's this pasuk. Lo Yaakov Zavaroi. There is an institution of Hatzorah Nidorin, it's given. A person cannot be master of his own neder, he has to get someone else to be master. So Derech Agav, we infer from the pasuk that there is an institution of Hatzorah Nidorin. So just like over there, Lo Yaakov refers to Hatzorah Nidorin, so to realize, Chal Moshe, Tanei Hashem HaLakal means that Moshe Rabbein was master to the Bnei Shalom of his neder. That's the issue that we have this. That's not the gift that we have, excuse me. That's the gift that it has on the right hand side of the graph. It says Avshehita La Nidra. Avshehita. Hatzorah Nidorin is when he goes to a Bezim, to a Chacham, and he's not a neder. Our gift in the Gemara says Avshehita La Nidra. He was made for the neder. What is neder? Neder is only a father for a daughter, a husband for a wife. So the Achrenim will say that it's a choice. So he says, so he is Avshehita. Chayna B'yalkut, and Chayna Noch, and Shpeit Azor, and Neder Shlada. They quote in the Persian quote a lot of Midrashim that says the Farish, Ashehita Bad Nidra. How does the Shasta say Shehecha Bad Nidra? Unless you say, like other Midrashim say, that it says Moshe Rabbeinu was Ishu Alekim. How does it say? Let that Baruch Hashem. That Moshe Ishu Alekim. So the Medrash Tarkum says in that quote, what do you mean Ishu Alekim? The husband of the Shechina. The Rebbeinu called Gita, Moshe Rabbeinu Gita Brocha. What do you mean Gita Brocha Shechina Tzim Shafan Asa? In the tower of Moshe Rabbeinu who speaks with Yishra Panel. He gets a bracha, he says, Rebbeinu Shalom, I want you to give him a bracha. He says, Rebbeinu Shalom has to listen. Why is that exposure to Kaddish Baruch Hu in time? Because, Ezer Yishik Sheira called Shaitan and Shaitan by law. A good wife listens to the husband. That's what the Gemara says in the book. So the Tzadikim are like Yishra of the king. As if they are considered like the husband of the Shechina, and the Shechina is a good wife. That's what it says in Medes Tachuna. That's because there's medicine coming. The Shechina is like a good wife who will listen to the husband. When he gives a bracha, so the Shechina will see right through. To be such a Shechina that Moshe Rabbeinu is like Yishu Elikim, the Bnei Shechina has to speak about how far. How far the husband has the right to be made to his wife now. So most of the Rechaim say that that if you walk correctly, you say, what kind of how far? You need to with Mata Neda. He can't have a hatzorah. Let's say a person took a neder, and he's going to stick to his neder. And we say, yeah, that's nourish and nourish and neder. It's not going to work out. You're going to be aggravated. You're going to get into trouble. Mutalah, mutalah, mutalah. He says, I beg your pardon. I took a neder. I'm going to stick with the neder. We keep on saying, no, mutalah, mutalah, mutalah. So the halacha is that he can't be mat the neder unless he can nishal. That's what the Gemara always says, nishal in our neder. Nishal means that he has to request the hatzorah. He can't force the hatzorah to not work. Hatzorah can be bal korcha. That's the shayla over here. According to the Gita, that it's a... This will affect very much. Shabbat or Kali, so the Rosh will affect everybody. The Gita in Nefesh also to the Rosh Hashanah. It's everything here. So that's the question. If you have the Gita, Shehita La Nidra means that the Rebbeinu Shalom requested of Moshe Rabbeinu that he should be mounted there. Which really doesn't say in the Sukkim. It sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu did this all on his own. If you have the other gears that we have, Shehei Shalai Nidra, Shach to speak of a Hathor. So this is not Hapshat. The first Shabbat is Chalaz Loshan Machlu. The second Shabbat is Miloshan Hathor from Dern. The third Shabbat is Shmuel Ramah. The third Shabbat Olam Shamat Ratma Lamitu Alem. The Chalaz Miloshan Chalolim, dead body. Moshe Rabbeinu was prepared to give up his life over this issue. He says, he requests that Baruch Hashem should forgive the Jewish people, and if not, Chayri no mitzvah. It's Miloshim Cholo. And then, Omar Rav, Omar Yitzchak, a flip shot, that it's Miloshim Chalois. It's Miloshim Chalois. Like Rashi quotes, Miloshim Chalois, what does Rashi quote? Rashi quotes the pasuk from Shmuel Beit, Yachulu al Rosh Yoav, Roshim Lahaniach. A bracha should be chal, or a kerish should be chal. Yeah, but that's the Roshim al pasuk. So he says, Malame shehechlu alei milet harachni. That he, by chal Moshe, means that he saw to it, Bnei Hashem elokol. Hashem, yitzei bovke, is milet harachni. Elokol, is milet hadin. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought to it that the Midas HaRachim should be Shailot now instead of the Midas HaDin. And then the Gemara has a fifth shot for Rabbanu Mam, and the other Amorim said, go a different shot. That is the Lashon Chumen. That he argued with the Rabbanu Shel Olam that it will be a Bizon, it will be a Chilul Hashem, Alam Shama Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rabbanu Shel Olam. Eichal Moshe means Chumen Hu Lachnei HaTzoyz Kadosh Baruch Hu Hazeh. Chumen Hu Lachnei HaTzoyz Kadosh Baruch Hu Hazeh. That's a Rashi. It's Chalil Olachah. Rav Avinu Tain is Chulin Olach. There will be a Chilul Hashem. Then the Gemara has what? A sixth shot. Eichal Moshe is Bnei Hashem Tani. Rav Leizor. God Lohim is not Rav Loza. The first one was Rav Loza the Amorah. The Talmud of Rav Yechon. This is Rav Leizor. Rav Leizor Ben Hurkin. It's a Tana. A different generation. So there's a Brisa that has a sixth shot. The Moshe by Eichal is a description of a certain sickness. Rav Leizor. God Lohim. Rav Leizor. Shalom. And Moshe. It's Tila. Snap. What is Rahu? He was davening so long until he had trouble with his feet. Until he got a certain weakness. What does that word mean? That's what the word Baichal is a description of that sickness in Hebrew. So what does it correspond to? What do we call it in Aramaic? What we call it in modern language? Amar Rav Loza, the Amora, Rav Loza says, Pshat and Rav Leizer, it's Eishel HaTomas. And what does that mean by Eishel HaTomas? Rabbi, he gives you the terminology that they used to use in Bavel. He shows that the Gara family from standing still. Standing a long time. So a person... What were the silence that he had? Holy Abraham Lee talking to all about Echin is Batu Hamdor. Echin is Batu Lahem. Boch. What do you mean, Echin is Batu Lahem? Boch. He swore to the other that their descendants will be the Aman Yitzchak. Echin is Batu Lahem Boch by yourself. You swore we swear Harin is Baba Shem. And the Baruch Hashem swears you also swear Harin is Baba Shem. The Baruch Hashem swears Baba Shem. What does it mean? Oh, my Boch. What does it mean? I'm Rav Loza, I'm a Moshe HaTzorah for the Boch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll know that Mishpat Lahem Bashmayim will go Haaret. Here, Omole should be spelled with a Yud at the end. So this is the Megillah point that the word Il Mole is sometimes spelled with a Yud, at the end sometimes spelled with an Aleph. So when it's spelled with a Yud at the end, it means Ilu. When it's spelled with an Aleph, it means Ilu Lo. Like on the top line on the back itself. If not for these three psukim, Il Mole Shalosh Mikros HaLomu, Ilu Lo. Ilaf Shalosh Psukim. Here it means Elul, doesn't mean Elul. Elul is Batam Hem Bashmaim Bubo Hared, if you would have sworn by the heavens now. You see, I'm there. I got better than I would have said. Yishem Shashmaim was calling it, the Talim. Look like they're not going to last forever. Kashu has to the Talim. The Shul will blow over. It's meaningless. Of a Asher, Shem is Batam Hem Bashimcha Agodo. Shem is Batam Hem Bashimcha Agodo. He's by yourself. The one from swore by himself. It's Bashimcha Agodo. Chai Vikayim Lolem Leome Alomim. That's why it's only meaningful if anybody's will. If a shua has to be a shua b'ashem, the Raman Shita. The Raman on the first half of the day talks about that. That the Raman Shita is that a shua is only meaningful if he swears I really need to b'ashem or I need to b'ashem. When I need to b'ashem, just like I believe in the existence of God, so do I swear I'm not going to drink to see you, whatever it is that you're swearing over there. That I really need to b'ashem. But he's not swear by anything other than Hashem. So he's not going to mention anything or any mishpat. So he swears, so what? He has to give a mushroom to God. He swears just like God exists, so too this is going to be so. The Roman writes, if you swear anything without a already mishpat, you don't say Hashem. So the Roman sheet says that it's not a full din shvur. That if the person violates it, they wouldn't be Malkus Deraisa. They would only be Malkus Marzi. That's the Roman sheet. And the two quotes in the name of the Rosh, well, Malkus Marzi is worse. Okay, so Hashem says Malkus Marzi is worse. The two quotes in the name of the Rosh that every Shavuot is a Shavuot Bashem. And even if you just say Harei Nishba, it's a Yad, it's Mufam Le'elov. It's understood that he says Bashem. Unless he says Harei Nishba with Beit HaMikdash, he says Harei Nishba with something else, and he can't say it's a Yad for Hashem. But the Rosh holds Mikra is in the same as the Raman, that every Shavuot has to be a Shavuot Bashem. But it's always understood. So it's always a yes. You always have the Shua Basha. The Rama has the two kinds of Shua. Shua Basha and Shua Lasha. Shua Lasha means, I swear to Hashem. So it's Tehillu. I swear to Hashem that I'm not going to drink the Tehillu. So if he drinks the Tehillu, he'll be called a lie to the Rabbani Shalom. He's not talking to the Rabbani Shalom. He's talking to the Rabbani Shalom. But if he says, I already need Shua Basha, that makes it more serious. The Rama says, you Shua Basha, Shua Lasha. Shua Basha means he's swearing just like I believe in the existence of God. So this is going to be so. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu saying? It's called Abraham, the Yitzchak, the Israel of Adecha. You swore to each one of the others. Three times you swore to Aram, to Yitzchak, to Yankov, to Dabra Alem, and you promised them, Ha'avei Zarechem, Kechofei HaShemayim. You promised them that their descendants are going to be the Umar Yisraelis, that they're going to wipe them all out, and make me into the Umar Yisraelis. True, I am also a descendant from Aram, Yitzchak, and Yankov, but I'll be the founding father. They won't be founded anymore, so it'll be a violation of the Shmur. Ha'avei Zarechem, because they will be others. And then he wants to tie it to the Banish on the Khalarat Azar Shamati Atainu Zarachem Binahalubi Allah. He promised that he's going to give that thought to the descendants of Abraham Yisrael Yankov. So he's going to wipe them out. It'll be a violation of that Shavu also. What kind of a Russian Asher Amati Bukhalarat Azar Asher Amato? Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the Banish Lord. So he says, in Eretz Yisrael, you promised Asher Amati, you promised to give it to the descendants of Abraham Yisrael Yankov. And if you give it to my descendants, it'll be a violation. What's Asher Amati? Hi Hashem, Mati Hashem, Mati Meboi, but you should say Hashem, Mati, so the Gemara has a Machlekes Amorim, how do you translate the thought? Oh, Rav Lozer, the Amorim, a lot of this stuff is Rav Lozer coming. Rav Lozer says, Ask Kami, Rav Talmud, it's a Kami, it'll be a Rav. How does the Pasuk say? Chalorat Azosh, Amati, Atein, Azarach, Emin, Achulu, Yerlom, Vainochem Hashem, Al Arot. So the simple meaning is, this is all Tfilas Moshe, then Vainochem Hashem, Al Arot, the Moshe changed his mind, and he says, Oh, it's clear, Rav. Because Rav Lozer says, wrong. You have to pause before. But period. That's the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. And then the Rebbeinu Shlom already gave in. I changed my mind. I know from Hashem Alaroz, the repetition of what it says already. The Rebbeinu Shlom is already thinking that he's giving in to Moshe Rabbeinu. He should really pause there a little bit. That's not the way we learn it. That's how Rebbeinu Shlom says. Ad kan dibei ha'tamid, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah ends at the word Kechofei HaShemayim. And starting from the Cholor Gazov Hashem Ati is the Rebbeinu Shalom speaking Kamiel Tivya Rav. The Rebbeinu Shalom has already given in to Tzilas Moshe that he's not going to wipe out the name Israel. Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni disagrees and he says, no, Eilu V'Eilu Dibi HaTalmud. No, it's the way we learn. Moshe Rabbeinu is finishing the Tzilas. The Cholor Gazov Hashem Ati up until Vayinochem Hashem Al Arur. That's the change. That's the end for it. What does it mean? Elokach Ama Moshe. I already delivered the Nevuah. It's too late. Too late to back in. That's too tomorrow. He told me to deliver the Nevuah. Too late. I delivered it already. A long time ago I delivered it. I already said in your name. So, you're going to leave me holding the bed? You can't do that. And the Nevuah that's over. That's how the Mephoshim explained that that was the time of my shopping.
So is it a law for the human to
know? I don't know. I worked about a little bit. That's because I don't know. The Rebbeinu Shlom promised him that he's going to get ourselves a Nevuah Mitzvah. The answer is it wasn't. The Nevuah wasn't delivered to anybody else. It was a personal Nevuah. So there is no Haftacha then that it won't be claimed. That's why he brought him his Bayach. So how did that accomplish anything? So the Ramban explains that usually Nevuah is just delivered in Balter. It's worse. And sometimes the Navi is called upon to do a Pael Dimya. He's called upon to do some activity. Some demonstration. So he says in Nevuah with the Pael Dimya, strengthens it that he can't be chayyim. Elevates it to the level of an avur that cannot, not no longer subject to a to deny. Yeah.
Sometimes the
avur chayyim used to be
avur
chayyim. Yeah, that's what he signed. Yeah, I don't know.
It was given to
the. This was given the
first
of all
the tzeis upon.
This was given. You spoke about talking about Moshe Hayes and Yeshua Machmir. Moshe Hayes and Yeshua Machmir to the Tzayba and the Ruach. The Ruach itself is the Tzayba and the Ruach.
even when you can find it, it's over, it's not true.
Right. Yeah. And that's why the Rabbanu Shlom will never reverse such a Nevuah L'Tayv. He will never reverse a Nevuah L'Tayv. Only Nevuah L'Rah. The hidden Nevuah L'Tayv was delivered already. Then in one of Lozer's commenting, most of the members are of Lozer. They do the Yechelet Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu Pinus, to the Rabbanu Shlom. You can't do that. You're going to wipe out head quite a few times. That's what we want ourselves also, like we had by Chana. I was crying for a baby. Just cry, I want to have a baby. No, she says, one time, another time, another time, another time. Each time she takes her life. And the Gemara says, and this is the proper thing to say, that when the person wants to be massaged, she takes her life all of his life. Even as Baruch Shalom knows all the arguments. But I should give from my perspective all of the reasons why I, like a lawyer, I have to give all the arguments why I want the case in my favor. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu, one time, another time, another time. So the guilty Yechelet Hashem. What do you mean? Yechelet is lush on the table. Yeah. Bunch of said Yecholus means ability. Barishlam has no ability. Barishlam has no ability. So the Gemara is reading it as if it's not a word Yecholus ability. Right. Rather, Yachol is what? Any Yachol. As if it's a verb. Any Yachol. I am able. So if it's a woman, you say, Ani Yechola. So the Gemara reads the passage as if Yecholus Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom, she is able to do. She is not able to do. But the Rabbanu Shalom is a woman. Rabbanu Shalom is not a man, it's not a woman. Yeah, that's how the Gemara does. The Gemara, we don't have, in Lashon HaKadosh, we don't have a neutral gender. Things are either Lashon Zoch or Lashon Nekev. Maybe talking about a man, to use Lashon Zoch, talking about a woman, use Lashon Nekev. When you're talking about something that's not Zoch and not Nekev, or it's both, a din that applies to men and women equally. So normally, you're right, Lashon Zoch, you're all right, Lashon Nekev, if it's stopped. Whenever every dog call out Karakula, says he says, call out Karakula, it's written in the Russian law. And we say, Ish Makasa Vishal Ish. The women have the same thing. Unless it says the same Ish. It says Ish. It says Ish for the Isha. Unless you haven't talked to the Imam in Russian. But we don't have the word Ish, it's not written in Russian law. And that means men and women. So if I did a punish one, but he's not a Zaka, not in a cave, it really should have been written in Russian law. Because Toma, Russian Zaka. The rest of the Gemara understood. Until the Yachal Hashem, the Baruch Shalom is not able to do. They didn't understand Yecholus as ability. They understood that he is not able. They understand until the Yachal Hashem. Yachal Hashem is boiler. Yeah. I mean, how can you read it at all? I don't know. Yecholus. It's a different word. Yecholus. Yecholah. We would say Yecholah, not Yecholus. Amar Abloza, Amar Moshe, the Pentecostal. This was one of the documents. Baruch Shalom. How can you do that? Oh, you promised Zogris, and you're going to leave me holding the pig. I gave him his rule of table one time after the other, and it's not going to work, and they're going to say, I'm a Ramai, and I gambled the whole cover for myself, and there's a key fish on regular, but all five times. And then he throws in another time, it'll be a Chilal Hashem, my Yom Ragoyim. The Goyim will say, what kind of a powerful God? He's only powerful against Paramount and Titan. He wasn't powerful against the Lamed Aleph Malachim. Rabbanu Shalom, Ashur Yom Rumadon, the Goyim will find a Toshish Kachik in a cave. They say that he's not powerful anymore. That's why he says, Beni Yachal HaHatzor, he's not strong enough to fight the battle with the 31 team. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, the Rabbanu Shalom is logical. So he says, what do you mean? What do you mean? Baruch Hu Nisan Mitzvusha, all the other people know the history. They saw the Nisan and the Shlosha, Tishu Lehem Al Hayam. How can anybody logically think that I'm not powerful enough? The Moshe Rabbeinu says, what are you talking logic? The Rabbanu Shalom is pure logic. Moshe, what are you talking logic? You're talking about the people. You're talking about human beings, so they can fakum everything. Human beings can fakum. I'm not one of the Rabbanu Shalom. Adan Yeshua and Lema, they can tie in the chayis and say, no, I can't have a Yachal Lama, the Shoshim, I can't have any Yachal Lama. So that is Moshe Rabbeinu, it's time of the Achil Hashem, the Shetl, the Gehum Tana Mashiach, he said he's not powerful. He's only powerful like in a cage, he's not really so strong. His argument was that, okay, even if Lewis had built the Yachal Hashem, even more so, yeah. Suggesting the point even more. You mean even if Shulchan Aruch Mikra without this comment, added comment, it means that same shot anyway, you're right? Yeah. Amar Rav Yechanan, the Rabbanu Shalom gave in to Moshe Rabbeinu for all of the reasons, including the last reason, all of the reasons were accepted. Minayin, where do we open the Chumash, Echad, Abarazot, Lalo, Moshe Shem, Rav Yom Hashem, Salachti, Tid Barecha, according to all of the Tainas that he gave. So all of the above, all of the Tainas that he gave. Yes. That's not at all, by the way. Yes. I don't know. The Mephoshim talk about it. I don't know. They give a Hezber. I don't know. They give share Hezber. What does this passage got to do with these two? The Baruch Hashem told them that in history that will be the time of later, and Moshe Rabbeinu's time of Brech. The Ulam Chayani, what does that mean? The Ulam Chayani, Chayani usually means it's a Shvua. Ulam Chayani, Baruch Hashem swears. What does he swear? The Imar Rechvod is Kohoret. What does he swear? The Imar Rechvod is Kohoret. The Imar Rechvod is Kohoret. The Imar Rechvod is Kohoret. The Imar Rechvod is He swore that the Dora Mikvah would not enter Eretz Yisrael. That's the Pasuk Shem. Yulam Chayyoni, Vimolich Lodi, Vimolich Lodi is called Har. Asher Pasuk, Vimolich Lodi is called Har. Some footnote, a comment. Asher Pasuk, the Netziv has a whole type of statement. Netziv in his Yiran Chumash quotes that the Pasuk in Yechezkel and the Pasuk in Tehillim says the favors that the Rebbeinu Shlom swore after the Chet HaMeraglim, didn't after the Chet HaMeraglim. He swore on the occasion of the Chet HaMeraglim that he would send the Jewish people with Reisam Baratis, he would send them into Golos. Because the Chet HaMeraglim, Vayizkom Balaylahu was on Tisha B'Av, as Morris says in times that the Chet HaMeraglim came back on Tisha B'Av and they were crying, and the Banshal Zabem Lechis and Bechir Shalchinim, and the Yad Salachem Bechir was buried, and that's what the Beit HaMikdash was crying on Tisha B'Av. So the Tzuki, the Tesco, and Tehillim, say the Tzairish that the Shvua, the Banshal Zabem, to destroy the Beit HaMikdash that wasn't yet built, it's going to be built later. That shvuah was taken that day. On Tisha B'Av, that shvuah was taken. That's why later, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed on that day, that's when the shvuah was taken. What does it say that in the Chumash? How did the Novi Yechesna, how did Dabal HaMelech know that? And that's Eretz Yisraelim, who designed or whatever it was. How did they know that the Rebbeinu Shlom took that shvuah? So the Netziv says in Taka, this person, the Yulam Chayomi, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, I swear, call it. They swear two things. The Melech Lodi's call her is number one. I am the God, the all powerful over the whole world. No. The Ulam Chayyani is the Shavua, then it goes quotation mark. The Imalik Lodis Chalos is the first part of the Shavua. The second part of the Shavua is, Yiro HaMashim Ha'el Ador Arayz there, it's horrid, that the Dora Midbar is going to die in the Midbar. So what is the first part of the Shavua? The second part, the Dora Midbar is not going to enter except for the Shavua B'Kolos. They're going to enter, the others will all die. What is the first part of the Shavua? The Imalik Lodis Chalos, horrid, that the Rebbeinu Shlom swore to destroy the Beit HaMikdash and send the Eden into Golus and come after the Beit HaMikdash will be built. They'll be sent into Golus. The Mali Chlodi is Kol Haaretz and the Jews will live all around the globe, all over the world, so there'll be Zibli Kol Shamayim all over. The purpose of the Golus, the purpose of the Golus of the Bnei Yisrael is more than spoken. Why did Rebbeinu Shlom send the Eden into Golus? In order that they should see Kol Shamayim, that people should see Kol Shamayim, they should see Eden acting properly with Kabbalah from Mach Shamayim. It's for an Einish. Gadot is an Einish for Kol Yisrael, but also there was another Kabbalah behind it, so they should eat Tais Kol and Gerim, that like we plant something in the ground in order that something should grow, so the Rebbeinu Shalom rejoice them by us means to plant us into the Golos in order to grow something. What grows? Gerim, that people should see, that there's Kol Shammai, so that's Shad. The Malich Lodi has Kol Haaretz, he swore that he's going to destroy his Beit HaMikdash, it's going to be built later, scatter the Jews all over the world, that they should illegally Kol Shammai all over. Some of the Achrayim write like this. They attribute this to the Vilna Gear, the Gear aesthetic in Vilna, Rav Patotsky, but it says in Achrayim like this, that when the Rebbeinu Shlom offered the Torah to all the Yom HaTorah at the time of Har Sinai, so they all turned it down. Then he offered the Bnei Yisrael, they all accepted. So what does it mean? They all turned it down. Every single boy turned it down. They brought it up in Congress, so they had a vote, so the majority ruled. So the majority said they don't want them. Some of them were the minority who did want. So what happened to that minority who did want? They got cheated. And what happened? And what happened? Like the Bnei Yisrael. So the Pasuk Shas, when the Chumash says, "Ayan kol ha'am ayomru kol ha'shidur Hashem nasu." So the Simchah Shas kol ha'am. Everybody said it. So some of them say it wasn't unanimous. They said, "Ruba kukula kol ha'am kuruba kukula." The majority of Jewish people said that they're masim, but it was a democratic vote. But there was a minority who didn't want. So what's going to happen to those people who didn't want to Mishra Yisrael and those guys who did want? So they write that before Mashiach will come, the Rabbanu Shalom is going to even everything out. So those Nochim who are descendants from the original Nochim, who want to go step to the they will all be Mizgaya. That's what they're going, they get credit. Because all the Gesedek said, he must be an angel from those guys who want it. And those are what descendants from even who never wanted in the first place. So the Rabbanu Shalom will send them, they'll become Mishra. So before Mashiach will come, everything will be straightened out. That's how they quote from the Gerev Tzedek, but it says it's not Machane, before him. 100 years before they write such an idea. What's of Shad the Ulam Chayoni? What kind of a Lashon Chayoni? It's a Chayoni. Chay Hashem. It's a Lashon Shvur. The Gemara says it has more than that. That's the Pshut Hashanik. A Chayoni is a Lashon Shvur. The Gemara says it has an additional connotation. Amar Rav, Amar Abitzim, Malan Shamla Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe. It's a good thing that I listen to you. You have kept me alive. What do you mean, Rashi? What does it mean? When the people, the Iri writes, commenting on the Medrash, there's a Medrash that says that regarding the Aseret HaDibrei, there are different opinions in the Yerushalmi. How were the Aseret HaDibrei written on the Shnei Ruchos HaDibrei? One opinion is that all the Aseret HaDibrei were written on this one, and all the Aseret HaDibrei were written on the other one also. And the more popular opinion is like the Aron Kodesh has five of five. So is there any shaitis between these five? So the Medrash says yes. The Mechubanim is Ekenegit there. And not Hashem HaKech is Mechubin Kenegit like this, and this is Mechubin Kenegit this, and this is Mechubin Kenegit that, everything is Mechubin Kenegit. What's the connection? So there's a shaitis what it means. So the Pashuk Shat, what's the connection to the first thing? So the Pashuk Shat is that like this means the person murders somebody else, he doesn't recognize that he has a Selim HaLakim. How come he doesn't recognize that as a Selim HaKim? He doesn't understand what Selim HaKim is. He doesn't believe in Selim HaKim. He doesn't believe in HaKim. If he would believe in HaKim, and he would believe in Selim HaKim, so he wouldn't have murdered the other one. So obviously, if he massages somebody else, or he murders somebody else, or he cheats somebody else, he doesn't fully understand HaKim, and he doesn't understand Selim HaKim. That's perhaps the Pashup Shat in the Medrash, but the Miri has a particular shot, and that's Medrash. In fact, each one's Mechubin Zek and Eget Zeh. But the Miri in the Hadamah to Shat, as I'm going, it's in the European editions, it was always since the beginning of Midori. For some reason or another. Now, they rearranged and they put the Hadamah to Shat in the beginning of Rokhan, where anyone would have put it logically. So the Miri writes there that if one believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Ilu, he's Mechayah the Rabbanu Shalom. If he doesn't believe, it's the Ilu, he kills the Rabbanu Shalom. That's what the Goyim use that language. They say that the Jews are held responsible for killing Osa Ho'ish. So what does it mean that we're responsible for killing Osa Ho'ish? Our great-great-grandfather years ago, they killed us. What does that do with us? It doesn't make any sense. It means that we are still killing him now. By our not believing in Yoshkir, we are killing him now. So that's what the Pashup of Shat and the Gemara is. The Rabbanu Shalom said, the Unitoilim believe in me now. They see that I really do have power. If I would have not listened to Moshe Rabbeinu, I would have wiped out Bnei Yisrael. They would have not believed that I have so much power. They would have said, yes, a God, a local God, a new power. He's not the all-powerful God that he claims that he is. Echi Yisani B'dvarech. The whole purpose of Bnei Yisrael, there should be Malchus Shamayim, that people should recognize, they should accept Malchus Shamayim, that they're not going to accept it, so the whole Tachlis of Bnei is wasted. There's no Tachlis in all Bnei Yisrael, so that's what he wants. The Gemara was talking about the Tzilas of Moshe Rabbeinu by the occasion of the Chet. So Eidol didn't write the Tzilas of Moshe Rabbeinu by the Chet Amaraglin later. Now the Gemara talks about not Tzilas, the Tzilas of Moshe Rabbeinu, his personal Tzilas, when he wanted to cross over the Yarden. The Rabbeinu Shalom told him he's not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. He kept on pleading and pleading in the Solomon's line that he should pass over the Yarden. So the Gemara says that the fact that it's recorded in the Chumash is not something historical purpose that we should learn out halacha. All these things are recorded, we should learn out. We should learn out the style of davening. The Rambam quotes this halacha. Dorash Rabbi Simbori. The Yoyim Dami Yisar Rab Mishrocha Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yachachach Yistawa. The Nusa HaTzila should be first you give Shemach and then you give Bakosha. We know Lam Mi Moishe. The Chsiv HaTzad Amal Hashem Bo Yitzahi. The Chsiv HaIdavim. And what did he say? Hashem HaTzim HaTzati Lezalai. Zavtach HaTzgod Lachot Yotchach HaZok Hashem. Mikael Bashmai Wot, etc. Shavtach HaMatzach HaTzach 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 And then again, what exactly does that refer to? So the Rishonim, the Rambam writes, the Pashas said it goes on the Gimel Rishonim of the Shmoneh Esrei. Gimel Rishonim have to be Shevach, and then you have the Bakashas, Matzah Chaynim, and the end of Shemei Tzilah, and then you have to end with Oidoya. And the Rambam sounds like he holds it, that's the Dindar, right? Because that Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis in Tzilah, he says, no, not everyone is obligated to daven once a day, every day, men and women are obligated to daven once a day, every day, but the Gimel Rishonim is a Gimlissach, and they're not obligated to daven three times a day, and not three, but that's only the Rabbonim and Lissach. But part of the Nusach is the Nasser, the Hainu, that it should be this framework. You have to have Shevach, Bakosha, and Hoidoya. And then the Chachamim saw that some people know how to daven better than others. Each one composed his own tefillah. So they wanted to do everybody a favor, so they made a Nusach for everybody. So the Ramam seems to hold that it's a real drashic mudra. You learn that from the Pashtus. And the Pashtus is that it's referring to the Gimel Rishonim, that's the Sadr on the Shvachim. Other Rishonim add on, the Tur, other Rishonim add on, that it's referring to Pesuka de Zimro. As the Gemara says in the end of Shabbos, that it's a prophet that he recites Pesuka de Zimro before the davening. So that's based on this Gemara, Liyod Mitzad on the Shlochoi, Yaha Kachi Tzavol. The other Rishonim disagree, the Rabbi Yoyna, disagrees and he says that it's not right, it's a Minas Chassidus only. So the two and the others, the two of the smart governors say, yeah, the whole thing is only Minas Chassidus. Moshe Yoyna, we're not Chassidus. And we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that the problem is Midas Chassidus to say Pesuka de Zimro. It's not a real biz, it's a Midas Chassidus. Other Rishonim hold, no, it's not right. It doesn't refer to Pesuka de Zimro at all, because Rabbeinu Yoyna holds not so. Rabbeinu Yoyna holds the Pharisee, it doesn't at all refer to Pesuka de Zimro, all refers to Yoyna Rishonim. Why? Whereas the Shaila that the Shulchan Aruch quotes is, I come into Shul late in the morning, and the Sibur is up to Baruch Orem. Till I put on my Talith and Tillin, they're holding by Baruch already. So if I'm going to start saying, from the beginning of Pesuka de Zimro, I'm going to miss everything. So the Rabbeinu Yoyna says, start from Baruch, we say the Birchas Kriyas Shema, the Shemoneh Esrei, with the Sibur. And then later on, you say Pesuka de Zimro, what's the problem? He says, let's say, on a day on which you say Hallel. So what do you normally say Hallel? In between Shacharis and Musaf. And what is it, for some reason or another, he had to run to the office, he says the Shacharis, and then he got the Musaf, whatever. And then he reminds himself 10 minutes before the Shi, he didn't say Hallel. He didn't say Hallel after Minko also. Call a young kosher on the tefillah to Hallel. I can say Hallel any time. The chatzilah, normal man, is to say Hallel any time Shabbos and Musaf, but then he had anything to say later. So what if a person didn't say Baal Shammah and Sukkot Adim and Mishtach, he didn't say before Birchus Kriya Shema. He wants to say later. If the Shachris, if the Musaf, if the Nehemah, the Rabbeinu Yoyna says, Baruch Shlech, call a young, he can say Sukkot Adim all day long. It's not that that's a hachon, he holds that it's not a hachon for the Shema. It has nothing to do with the Sadr and Mishlach, so Rabbeinu Yoyna writes, that if he came into shul and the chazan is up to Bokul, to stay Bokul with them and finish the Shmoneh Esrei, and you haven't lost anything. You can only say the Pesuka de Zimro later, but the Baal Shammah Asher Yishtamach. All the Rishonim disagree. The Bali HaTeis disagree. The Natsunai holds which way? Okay. I forgot about the Mitzvah Shem. All the Rishonim disagree. And they hold no. That Pesuka de Zimro is an extension of the Yisrael Adam Shoch. Either that's what the Gemara is referring to, Yisrael Adam Shoch is referring to that, or no, the Gemara is really referring to the Gimel Rishonim and the Shmoneh Esrei, and the Pesuka de Zimro is an extension of that theme, to be Yisrael Adam Shoch Lenger, to say Moshe Rav. But once you've already finished the Shmoneh Esrei, there's no Tawelis at all in saying Pesuka de Zimro. It's not shy if you don't say Pesuka de Zimro at all. So the Ramban has a sugar that they quote in Shulchan Aruch, and because of this machloek is between the who's the Rav and Moshe Roy, and the Bali HaTeis, whether there's meaningfulness in saying to the Zimra after davening or not, so he says, what's life halacha l'maaseh? The person didn't say Pesuka de Zimro, and he already shanogi daven Shmoneh Esrei, what should he do? So some are trying to say you have to say off Pesuka de Zimro with Baal Shammah and Yishtabach. Others say no, you cannot, it doesn't make sense. So the Ramban writes, they say the Pesuka de Zimro without the brachas. So you go to Chumar, both of them.
That sounds like Kav said before Menachem. Like
Kav said, if you
did the
Arsik,
and
that's the Smith, they can
take the
Smith. No, no, no. Okay. 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 So you say later on, I brought the Mishnah Berurah changed the Pesach. On every page, the Mishnah Berurah changes the Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah says, there's a tshuva in the Mishkanes Yankiv, when the Mishkanes Yankiv says that this Rabbeinu Yonah is Mishtas with the other Rabbeinu Yonah. There are two different places between two Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, Rabbi Yaino, who says that if you walk into Shul when the Chazan is up to Baruch Hu, you should stay with him, and then say that Sukkot Zimah later does it, so the Shittas that he holds, and you can say the whole Sukkot Zimah with the Brachas later, with the Baal Shem and Yishtama. But we, who don't hold like that, we follow the Ramban. The Ramban made this compromise that whoever didn't say Sukkot Zimah before, if you want to say later without the office, if you're going to say Baruch Hu with the Chazan and go back, you're going to lose Baal Shem and Yishtama. So the Mishnah Brua Chazan was like the Mishnah of Yankiv, that you should not go along with the Chazan. If you can, you can say, Baruch Hashem, and then try to catch up and say Shmones. And if you can't catch up, so you won't catch up. So you daven Yechidus. It's better to daven Shmones with Yechidus and not lose the Baruch Hashem and Yishtabach than to say that's what the Mishnah Brura fasting. So I don't know if everybody else agrees with him. He just relies on the Mishnah of Yankiv. I had the impression that Rav Soloveitchik thought that the din is like it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So then you used to talk about this, and he used to say, oh, what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. He didn't say, oh, there's a Mishnah Brura fasting is against the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Mishnah of Yankiv.
What's the place of the Ashura later and the Sedu Kedusha?
That may be based on the next Gemara. We didn't get to yet.
Okay.
I'll have to learn another day. It's on a day to make. The Gemara has...
You
finish the whole dominant.
Yeah.
The Gemara says you have to start dominating again. The Gemara says you have to start dominating again.
Right there.
Let's say there's a geshke that can not come worship, but he can worship, doesn't it? And this geshke is also ba'anor. But not only is the avodah zarah also ba'anor, there's a din, also ba'anor is a slur, could be deraisa, that's the shining place, so the yisuri ha'anor, the avodah zarah is deraisa de rabbon. But the fact that the avodah zarah is mitameh, that's clearly only the rabbon. One time it says the mission, mitameh kemido, one time it says mitameh kemei. The machlek is in teret amur abakiva, the middle of masech ha'shavit. So the Pashup Shat is that the whole thing is only the Rabbanon. So when you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes that day, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he quotes the Pasuk in today's Sedrash. When Yaakov Avinu is leaving after Shem, so he says, Ayom Yaakov Avinu, V'kol HaShem HaHotiru Et Al Hei HaMecha Asher B'Sechichem, Get rid of all the Avodah Zarah, Tehi Taharu, V'Hachalif HaSim V'Sech, they should all be present on the Mikvah. What has to be present on the Mikvah for? What happened over here? So the Rambam says that that's like our Remez in the Chumash. So the Din Rabbanan that was only instituted by the Tanoim in later generations, that Avodah Zarah is Metamed, Kelido, Kemes, whatever it is, Avodah Zarah is Metamed. So this is interesting. You have a lot of times like that. You have, many times the Gemara will have a Din Rabbanan and they have a Pasuk. The Gemara says, what do you mean a Pasuk? You find a Din Rabbanan. They won't say, it's an Asmachta. What is the status of such an Asmachta? So the Gemara has a famous comment in the first period in Rosh Hashanah. And he says, he doesn't say whom, he says we have the tradition, probably from the days of Rosh Hashanah Ramadan, that Asmachta doesn't stand in to remember just a remez diyama in order to remember the din. He knows that Asmachta, he writes, so whether it says like that, start the big apple. You have to check maybe then I have Asha because he says Asmachta means that was the author's intention. When the Rabbanish one dictates the Chumash from Moshe Rabbeinu, the events that these are dinim b'raisa, that there's a pshutu shamikha, then there are additional levels of interpretation. They had by Chal, a person done by Yaakov Lod, there's a pshutu, there's an additional level of interpretation. And then there's yet an additional level, a deeper, deeper level of interpretation that the Rabbanu Shlom never meant that should really be on the level of b'raisa, but he wanted, he indicated that he would like the Chachamim of some later generation to introduce this on a lower level of chi. It should be a din b'rabbanu. He would just hinting to us what he would be interested in. That's what the Rambam says over here. Taharu is the Tahara from the Tumas Avodah Zarah. This is why the Gemara has many times called the Tikkun Rabbanu and Kehen Deraisa Tikkun. All the Dinim Rabbanu were patterned after Dinim Deraisa. They have to be patterned after Dinim Deraisa. We didn't just invent Dinim Rabbanu. Dinim Rabbanu means that this is really the Rasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is really what he had in mind. He didn't want to be mistaken, starting from Matan Torah on, that it should be binding on the same Chorim HaRadim, the same high level as it being derived for the sake of the Chumah. But he indicated that this is what he would be interested in doing, and that's exactly the binding force above even the Rabbanon, he spoke on different occasions, Ma has a machloke samaloim with Tivano, and the mitzvah of the Rabbanon say, Ashad Rishonim says it's one. So the Gemara is, Echon Tivano, where is it, how can you say the Tivano and the mitzvah of the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon Shalom is not Mechai. So one opinion in the Gemara, and the Rambam adopted opinion, is that it's based on Lo Sefer. And the Ramban holds that all the sugyas indicate not like that, that Lo Sefer is not really the marker, it's only a machter, it's not really the marker for the Rabbanon. The real marker is the second drash of the Gemara has. Shabbat Zuchariah gave because we can have the Ramban. So the Achor and Ech and the Gemara, the Mabit and the QSA and others, the Hanabasma and others write about this. What do you mean, what Shabbat Zuchariah gave because one of the Tariyah mitzvahs is not binding? But then ask your parents and learn history and learn from the mistakes of the past. Learn from history how to feel in the future. Where does it say that there's a Hebrew Shabbat Zuchariah is one of the mitzvahs that you can say that you want? So the Achrayim all explained that it doesn't mean that that's the binding force. What it means is like this. It was the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. Out of Avos Hashem, we have to volunteer to do things for the Ribbono Shel Olam that he never explicitly requested of us to do. Like the Medrash says, like a child who loves the parents, but the child does more than the parents is mitzvah. He understands what makes the parents happy, but he does on his own. So how do you know what's going to make Yivayachal, what's going to make the Ribbono Shel Olam happy? A person can have chalemus, we can sink in $1 million to make a memorial to the Holocaust, to the Kedoshim, and waste all of his money on all kinds of things that was not necessarily in Eka Kedoshim. You have to have a memorial, but there are better things to put a lot of money in. A person has to use his wisdom, his judgment. So that's what the Chachamim tell us. He has to come to the Chachamim. They already know how to guess what would be the Rosh Hashem. How are they going to know? What are the Rosh Hashem? The answer is, they know how to read the Pesukim. In between the lines, the Rosh Hashem is giving us hints as to what direction he would like us to go. Even if he never told us explicitly, and not like feebly, but he gives us a direction. So that this is also one of the many Pesukim that's in Asmachta. This is one of the many Pesukim the Prima Gordon writes. Sometimes it's more says Asmachta, something more says Asmachta Biyalma. So he says there's a big difference. When it says Asmachta Biyalma, that means that it's only a render. You can make an Asmachta on a telephone book also. You take the real time to make an Asmachta. Okay, not here, I should say this. That's Asmachta Biyalma. When it says Asmachta, that's called Asmachta Hashula. That means that that's Takir. With a given intention, there's a bunch of them that indicate that that's a deal Russian. As to what the Prima Gordon wants to say, that straight to the Rabbanon would be the Chumra. If you have an Asnachta. The Beis HaLevi also has like that. The Beis HaLevi also writes like that, without quoting the Prima Gordon. As far as to say that a Dindar Rabban has an Asnachta, Hashur, not an Asnachta Biyam. As a real Asnachta, maybe you don't treat it so lightly like a Beis HaLevi Kulim. Maybe you shouldn't treat it like a real Dindar Rabban. But this is one of the many, the Rambam has this, one of the many indications in the Chumash itself for a Dindar Rabban that was instituted later.
I don't know.